Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us.
Hello and welcome everyone to the long-awaited Vanuatu episode. Emma, hello.
How long have we been waiting?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, we are getting back to our countries actually, so it is a bit long-awaited. The original plan for the podcast was to go through all the countries first and then do other things, but as happens with all the things, we evolved and changed and went with the flow, and so we are getting back to the countries because hopefully we can get back to the traveling soon.
That would be nice.
So I'm like, hurry up, we got to get through the ones that we've been to. But in a way, there's some that I'm like, oh, maybe I'll end up going there again in the next few years, and it'd be kind of cool to do a, you know, more updated version, because some of the countries were either very, very short visits or very long ago, and though interesting stories, my factual information or tips might not be as relevant.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago that I went to Vanuatu. Some quick Googling told me it was about 11 years ago.
I love it. Old Google will tell us when our memory fails. Stamps, date and time stamps on photos. They're very helpful.
That's true. You're much more organized in that sort of stuff. I remember I'd been there, which is already, well, I'd say about 70%.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So tell me when – so wait, you just told me when you were there. I was in Vanuatu in 2019, December. I was on a cruise with my husband, and we went to Port Vila. Mm-hmm. And I was there 14 years before, also in December, in 2005. Wow. And actually, fun fact, I know you don't agree with my fun facts, but it's fun for me. I didn't know that I'd been to Vanuatu before. So Matthew and I were like, let's go to a new country. And I was like, yeah, a new country for both of us. And then once we got on the cruise and there's like all the maps of the islands, I was like, oh, Mystery Island's part of Vanuatu. I've been there. So there you go. Right. A mystery. It was a mystery to all, including me, but I went to Mystery Island on my schoolies cruise, the P&O schoolies cruise in 2005, and it was our first stop. So I haven't seen a lot. I don't think I've experienced a hell of a lot of the culture, and I would love to get back and actually spend some time. But yes, tick, I've been to Vanuatu twice.
Twice. No, I flew there with the knowing where I was going, and planned a little bit. Mostly spent time on Efatu. I think that's the name of the main island. No, Efate. And just explored around there a little bit. Stayed on the edges of Port Vila, which is the capital and the sort of the biggest city, I guess. Explored around there. And it was pretty wild. First time I'd been on a South Pacific island, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
I really liked the getting around in the little, there's like little buses that drive around. It seems like it's all privately owned. And if you want to go somewhere, you wave at one of these buses and tell them where you want to go. And they're like, like a minivan.
Yeah.
And if it's on the way, like they'll let you get on, but they might stop at three or four places beforehand. And it was great. Also did like a, like a botanical gardens tour. They have like this they call it a botanical garden. It seems like it's just some dude like staked a claim and started collecting indigenous plants. Very cool, like a bootleg, bootstrapped botanical gardens. And we tried some kava there. That was exciting.
It's pretty intense stuff.
It is. If they say drink one coconut bowl's worth, I suggest you stay with, like, you adhere to this rule and only drink one coconut bowl's worth.
So what is kava for those who've not come across it?
Sorry, of course. Kava is like a, I think it's made from like a root or a series of roots, and you'd stamp it and mix it with water and stuff, and then it kind of tastes like you're drinking a puddle. But
yeah, it's very gritty.
It's very gritty. Earthy. It's like got earth and bits of root and possibly bugs in it. And then it's a, wow, analgesicum, what's the, damn it, should have prepared. It numbs your mouth and
anesthetic?
Stuff.
Anesthetic?
Yeah, maybe.
Now you got me thinking.
And it kind of feels a little bit like you're drunk, but not. It's a little bit.
Does it have any like
that.
Hallucinogen sort of thing in it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It's all natural.
yeah, but it has. But for people, it can do that sort of. It's kind of can make you a bit high.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Most certainly.
That's when to sort take of a pee. The moonshine version of
it is a little,
the
yeah,
moonshine.
It's a recreational experience.
But it's also quite traditional though. Like for in the South Pacific, it's used in ceremonies and welcome drink. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
definitely
yeah,
a cultural
anesthetic
experience.
And euphoriant.
Oh yeah, so it makes you go a bit numb.
Makes you go a bit numb, makes your brain a little bit funny. I went to take a pee and there was a spider like, I can see it, probably like 20 centimetres across, as big as my face, just hanging out in the toilet. Well, I say toilet, in the shack with the hole in the ground. That was pretty spooky. But all in all, a great night.
And how long did you spend in Vanuatu?
It was about a week, maybe 8 days. Did some scuba diving, which I can highly recommend. My favorite dive up to date, has been in Vanuatu. At a place called Paul's Rock, which is like, it's an extinct, extinct volcano. Dormant. It used to be I think it's not ever going to be a volcano again. So
probably then extinct. I don't know. Yeah, Matthew's the rock person. He's not here right now. Or the science person. I'll ask him
the
later.
The science person.
We'll put it in the show notes. What do you call the volcano? Maybe we'll put it to the group. What do you call the volcano that is no longer alive?
I'm pretty sure it's extant.
Okay. Well, as we all know, we love Googling online. I went into this 2019 December and we only spent the day there because when you're on a cruise, you just stop. And I'd say people who say they've been to Vanuatu might have done it the same way as I have. Right. Although it's reasonably easy to get there from Australia. Mm-hmm. It's probably like Fiji is generally the first South Pacific place that people would think to go, but
yep.
Vanuatu is increasing. You know, like our friends were there the year before and they hired a house and it just looked gorgeous and, you know, definitely I think piqued Matt's interest to want to go there sooner. You know, they have a drone and did very cool things and also he does diving, so that moved to the top of the list. But, yeah, we arrived in Port Vila. They do a markets because the cruise is a big tourist income for them. So when the cruise arrives, there's a markets there. And then all those little buses are there ready to take people around the island. And there's these little boats too. So they just look like kind of dinghies, but they can take maybe like 12 people and you go and you just, you know, they have a fair and you go to a few places. But with the cruises, you can also do shore activities. And so, of course, my husband being a diver and I like to recreationally dive, this was the place we chose to do the scuba diving. Well, that actually only offered one scuba diving experience and it was in Vanuatu. So, yeah, they were great. Went to, you know, went out with these guys. Some locals were the dive instructors and I don't know where we went. They just kind of took us from Port Vila. But one of my coolest moments was I saw a sea snake, which I had never seen diving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was black and white striped and they just look – they look incredible. Like, it's so crazy seeing a snake swim through the water, and it's beautiful and majestic and also terrifying because you're like,
yeah,
I'm watching out for you on the land, but you're in the water now and you can go in any direction. Like, so yeah, we just watched him swim off. It was very beautiful. So, but yeah, gorgeous. We saw a lot of sea life and yeah, really fun day out. And although I would love to see more of Vanuatu and we straight away said, we'll go back and have a holiday there properly. I'm really glad that was the activity we did. And then, you know, being on the boat, we got to, well, when you come in on the cruise ship, you do get to see the country as you come through, but going out on the smaller boat was really nice to see more of it too, and to get to spend some time with some of the locals because they were the staff. So
the dive trip that I did, but one of the dives, as I said to Paul's Rock, was on some expat's yacht. He just like hires it out and you can charter it, and he comes along, and a couple of the local guys are the dive guides, and this is crazy, like just crystal blue waters, and you know, lunch on little coconut islands, and very cool, very very cool,
and super friendly. So yeah, they're friendly and bit like very cheeky too, like mucking around.
Yeah, a little bit cheeky.
Good. They've got good humor and. You know, just want to muck around. So they were very, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and they sold Vanuatu well.
Also, when I was there, one of the nights, there was an earthquake. And it was the first earthquake I experienced. And it was frightening because it went on for so long, right? So woke up like in bed going, what the freak is going on? And get up and it's like walking on jelly. It's like, what is happening? And then until you, like, middle of the night, until your brain clicks, it's an earthquake. Look, should I stand terrifying. In a door frame or, like, get under the mattress? Or, like, what am I supposed to do? And it went on for, like, 5 minutes. It was frightening.
Yeah.
Really frightening.
It's a very unusual experience. It goes, like, it's not just, like, the ground shaking. It, like, goes through your stomach, doesn't it? You sort of feel it in your body.
Yeah, it's like your whole
equilibrium,
all of you and everything you're standing on, everything around you is, like, wobbling a little bit. That was frightening.
And that's a thing.
I got up and the locals, I'm like, guys, did you feel the earthquake? They're like, yeah, it's just a little one. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, unfortunately with Vanuatu, they are – in such a volatile area. And I used to do some work with World Vision Australia and, oh, man, we just tsunamis, earthquakes, cyclones, they do get cop a lot there. And, it's pretty, you know, just, being an island and being quite exposed, it's pretty devastating. And, so they do need support, and that comes through tourism, but there's also aid organisations, and there's some wonderful things coming out of this, some wonderful agriculture, and they've got some coffee. I remember coffee was grown there, and doing some really cool, like, kind of getting back to the way, like, using the traditional ways of farming or traditional ways of growing things, but then also bringing in some more, like, sustainable measures or to protect against the elements so that they can continue, but also build their economy by having some things to export.
Yeah. Well, like, places with higher rate of natural disasters, it's always tricky because, like, you can't plan long term. It, like, can just everything be snuffed out again.
No. So, yeah. And so disaster preparedness and disaster recovery was a lot of the work that we used to do. And it was like, yeah, it's going to happen. How can we best prepare for it? And how can we best yeah, recover once it does happen as swiftly as possible. So working out all those measures. I always found it very, very interesting and loved learning about Vanuatu through them, through the work that I did. But my trip in 2005, where we went on Mystery Island, literally it was like we pulled up at the cruise port and I don't really remember seeing many locals. There's probably the same thing where they do a little market at the front, but we just went straight to the beach and I remember going to a lookout. So absolutely stunning, but we really didn't experience much of the culture. Like we just went, I was 18 as well. I was with all of my school friends. There were 2,500 18-year-olds. We just kind of hung out on the beach and enjoyed the gorgeous crystal blue waters, like you said. And, yeah, we didn't – I don't even think they offered it. Like that was really the extent of what you do on that part of Mystery Island anyway. So, and you're saying Mystery Island, it sounds like something out of Scooby-Doo. that's not where it was filmed. It's just like, I don't know why, that's just the name of it. So Mystery Island. But did you get to, as I said, really very tokenistic experience. Got to have some of the fresh fruit, which was lovely. And like you said, coconut water.
The whole coconuts.
Yeah. But otherwise, I didn't get to experience much of the food. So, did you get to?
Yeah, I got one of the. I wish I could remember the name of the little buses, but I got a little bus and then went to the local markets in Port Vila or one of them, and went shopping and like buying like weird sort of yam situations and plantain sort of things And then I took it back to the place where we were staying, which had like a little shared kitchen as well. And I tried to make something out of these ingredients I'd never seen before. And it was a whole lot of
for
like
a game of you.
I don't think this is the right way to prepare it.
Plantain's pretty hard because like those, like they're very dense. So I think they have to be cooked for a very long time.
Yeah. And sort of a lot of things where I'm like, wow, this could be nice, but it's still very, very starchy.
very starchy. But that's those foods, because they're very hearty and, so when you don't have a lot available, you have that, and that fills up a lot of your diet, rice and things like that, and then traditionally, you would be using seafood.
Part of the Botanical Gardens tour. I have to laugh every time because it was like Botanical Gardens tour, and like you think of like Sydney Botanical Gardens, and this thing was maybe like, you know, half a football field long, and that's it. Like, but made like very, very lovingly cared for. And there was a dinner with traditional sort of food as well, and like rice and meat cooked in banana leaves and stuff with coconut, lots of stuff with coconut. Yams and sort of banana-y sort of things. Quite simple, don't have a lot to work with. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's very nuanced, but it's very filling, it's very hearty. And if you're there with the friendly locals, it's still a fantastic meal.
Yeah. And, they've got the I was just looking it up. The language, I can remember that there was French, but the French sounds a little bit different. I've got Bislama is the official other language, English, French, and Bislama. So it's definitely
They speak pidgin.
Yeah,
in between the three, it's like a wonderful salad of languages.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I had learnt some pidgin just a few months before in Papua New Guinea. So I did actually say some things, and it was really nice to be able to, they were like, just to be able to communicate a little, like, obviously our instructor spoke English, but when I was walking past in the market and thing, just to say hello and thanks and stuff, it's nice. It's always that little thing of people going, oh, you made an effort. Oh, talk back, you know, and they were very welcoming anyway. when you're coming off a giant cruise ship, people are very nice to you. But yeah, no, I would love to. Would love to go back and see more, and I think it's got those good island vibes, and that, you know, you can go there and you can just have your lovely relaxing holiday, but you can also have a very it's quite easy to be able to have a cultural experience and get to know the locals and to do sort of things that are more of the traditional life. So any top tips from your experience?
I would go scuba diving or do some sort of dive. Snorkeling probably is also great, but if you can scuba dive there, it's fantastic. There's also the President Coolidge, which is a big wreck that's on another island there, supposedly pretty exciting. Top tips. Like I would suggest getting out of Port Vila as well. Mm. It is, you know, there is a high, like it's you know, it's like the center of industry as well as the main city, and all the cruise ships get there. And the further away you get, the more authentic the experience gets, I think.
Yes.
Even like just the north part of the island, or, you know, if you can get to the other islands, fantastic. Go there and to go to the botanical gardens tour.
We really sold this tour.
It was amazing.
It's like
botanical gardens tour. It had great marketing, and you get there and it's just like some dude's backyard, pretty much.
But I love that. Like, that's the awesome part. That's like they're the best experiences, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, small group of tourists, and everyone was sort of expecting something else. But still, like, they did a great tour, and support, like, the local, like, if you go there, support local tourism companies. Don't, like, if possible, just spend some time with the locals. They're all super friendly and love sharing their experiences. And, yeah, if you can find some dudes to open a coconut without any tools, that's also quite a sight to see. It involves teeth and stuff. Like, it's wild.
Anything that involves coconut, I am there. My top tip is just spend longer than a day.
Good tip.
But if, you know, if you have the opportunity, I very much enjoy cruising. I think we'll have to have an episode at some point on cruising. I enjoyed it. It's very much people are yay or nay. Matthew, I wasn't sure if he'd enjoy it, but he actually thoroughly enjoyed it. And you take it for what it is. You understand that you're not going to get this in-depth visit at these countries. But the great thing was that we went to Vanuatu, we thoroughly enjoyed our experience, our taste, and now we would definitely plan a trip back. There are people who go on cruises and do not get off. You are not my people. I can't believe that. You know, the cruise ship's amazing, but you're like, you have like 6 days on that thing. Like, come on, you can have a day off and go and see and support. You know, it's about supporting the local culture too. Like, they do rely on that quite heavily, the tourism. So with the world opening up again, and when it is safer, you know, I think some of these islands have been quite protected, thankfully, throughout this time, from COVID, from people not going there. But when they do open up, I think please go there. Go there and support, spend your money, enjoy. Don't rush it. If you can have some more time, it's really lovely. Do that slow travel, as my dear friend Amanda Kendall from the Thoughtful Travel Podcast would recommend. And there's like a number of island countries. There's other islands. Like you said, you went to a different island. So there's lots of little places that you could probably go back numerous times. And if you have a bit more time, you get to experience those. And, you know, this because they're islands off the islands, they have their own sort of little microculture. So it's even cooler to experience.
If I can squeeze in another top tip, they have there's like the National Museum of Vanuatu, which is also like it's tiny if you compare it to like an Australian National Museum or whatever. But it's so exciting, like, hearing about the history, and then often like the curator is someone who's, you know, some sort of elder in the tribes, and it's like the tribal culture is still quite present there. And they've gone through like radical westernization, and like the struggle to keep the culture alive is very real. And the more you can inform yourself, you know, the better chance the culture has to survive. So, yeah, go to the national museums.
And so, as usual, do we have any fun facts, Darius? Or have I thrown you under the bus?
Of course. It is actually, you mentioned it was a dangerous country. It is statistically the most dangerous country in the world for natural disasters.
Yeah, I'm glad you added that bit. I'm like, I didn't say they were dangerous and they're lovely people.
No, for natural disasters.
Yeah, natural disasters, it's pretty epic.
Also, the last recorded case of cannibalism in Vanuatu was in 1969, so not that long ago.
Awesome. But long enough.
There might be some pickle pinkies in a jar somewhere. They invented bungee jumping. You might have seen them diving off the wooden towers and, like, smacking into the ground. I think bungee jumping has come a long way since its early roots.
That's
you've probably people have probably seen clips or images of that. That's from Vanuatu. More tips.
Facts. Cold facts. Hard Sorry. Facts. No, we don't want cold hard facts. We want fun facts. I don't think they're not great. Well, the bungee jumping's fun apart from the whole smacking to the ground thing and the being the most dangerous country. So top tip on that, if people recommend that you don't go in the seasons, like it's a very, because it's in the tropics, don't go. If they say don't go in monsoon season or whatever, or in the wet season, don't go because you will probably get a cyclone.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a strong recommendation. I agree. It's also one of the 10 most tobacco-free countries on earth.
Well, that's nice.
According to some World Health Organization figures. And they're trying to ban junk food.
That is a good thing too. All good things. Well done, Vanuatu. Well done. Well, I think that's it for today. It was a short and sweet one, but we both highly recommend this gorgeous island nation and hope that you get to go there. And if you have been, as always, please let us know. I'll be spamming the socials, Instagram, at Lovely Travels. You'll see lots of Vanuatu photos this week and videos. And head on over to the Lovely Travels community where we chat about all things travel. And then you can head to our website, lovelytravels.com, where you can read a bit more about us, about my past travels, and catch up on episodes you haven't seen, read, listened to, whatever. However you consume podcasts, only through your ears.
However you consume it, we'll be there for you. Well, we'll be watching
thank
you.
Thank you so much, Darius.
You're welcome. Thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome.
I enjoyed remembering.
I feel like I want to say a Vanuatu word, but
I can't remember.
It's escaping me.
I can't remember. I very much enjoyed reliving the memories, and I could tell some more stories, but we'll save that for Vanuatu Part 2.
Yeah, when we get to go back. So, yes, and that's why we love this podcast. So thank you for indulging us and joining us and travelling vicariously, especially when we haven't been able to travel quite as far in these past few years.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Already looking forward to the next one. We also have a rather extensive back catalogue for you to check out. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at Lovely Travels on Instagram.
Or you can come and check us out on Facebook, Lovely Travels, that's LOVELLY. Or we would love for you to join our Facebook community with more than 500 members talking all things travel and adventure. That's the Lovely Travels community.
You can also visit our website, which is lovelytravels.com.
Or shoot us an email. We love hearing from our listeners. So please send us an email, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. info@lovelytravels.com.
And you can listen, review, subscribe, like, share, and promote our podcast in any shape, way, or form. We are on Spotify, iTunes, the internet, Google Podcasts, everywhere where you get podcasts, you will find us.
All good podcasting locations. So tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.